Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. So one of the things that I often do, and I'm continuing this podcast from my previous podcast, but this is, you know, what can I connect to my iPhone? Now, I spend a lot of time, you know, in the car and wandering around, and so based on that, you know, I've upgraded my iPhone to have more memory because I do like to have my entire Audible library with me. I have my entire Kindle library on my iPad as well, so I can easily, quickly, if I need to just sit and read, and you know, during an event, or sit and read during during pauses in my life, I've got resources, I've got things to do. But I also like to connect things to my iPhone for the art of the possible. People always make fun of me, and that's fine. I can live with it. I'm a weather geek. I like to know what the weather is doing where I am. So I have a Kestrel device that connects to my iPhone, and I connect it in order to see when I'm out and about away from my house, you know, what the weather is where I am physically. When you think about the National Weather Service, you know, they do weather in 100, 200, 500 mile blocks. You know, you look at the weather radar for a big city like D.C. or New York, you know, the weather radar map that they show covers, you know, 200 miles. And the hilarity that always ensues for me is, you know, when you look at the map, right, you see, Sterling, Virginia may have a temperature of 68 after a rain, and, you know, Gaithersburg might be 96. That's just within 100 miles. So the weather within 100 miles can vary a lot. And so based on that, I like to know what the weather is exactly in my location. So one of the things I connect to my iPhone is my home weather station and my Kestrel portable weather station becomes critical. I mean, obviously, the other things that you want to think about and consider and have with you are various other instruments relative and relevant to you as a person. So, one of the things I like to do is go fishing and go to water and just relax in the water. So one of the things I really love to do is use the Deeper Sonar system. Deeper Sonar connects to your iPhone and lets you have a sonar map on your iPhone from the water beneath your feet. So it's kind of fun, and it's very interesting. I absolutely love the Deeper products. This is a great product set. This is the third Deeper unit I bought. I have the new Deeper with Chirp, the new type of sonar that allows you to see and do a little more. So what you connect to your phone becomes critical, and one of the things and one of the reasons why it's important to me is that I perceive eventually the phone is going to become your identification system. Your phone connected to you, sensing your specific body temperature, because most of us have slight variances within our body temperatures, your specific retina, your specific fingerprint, and a specific password or passcode from you. You know, that's really hard for a hacker to replicate all four correctly. Two or three or four require you to physically be in the room in order to get the information. So I believe the phone is going to become the future identification infrastructure that we're going to use more and more. But I also like connecting things to my iPhone. It's just something I've enjoyed doing ever since back in the days when I used to hang out with a good buddy and we were expanding our compact iPacks with all sorts of additional functionality. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, and I want to thank you so much for listening today.